trusting to loving.
Amen.
Simply loving every day.
No.
Amen. Loving on the Lord's day.
We're born in the 1840s.
Read that announcement.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, we're much younger than us relates to it. You don't realize it.
5, 6, 9.
Good morning.
Have a seat.
Hey.
Sympathy.
Andrew.
Okay. Okay, after 3, that might work. Our kids are coming over.
Yeah, we have a rich family.
Okay. Simply loving. 5, 6, 9.
Always.
Simply loving every day. Loving through a stormy wave. And when my faith is small. Jesus, that is all. Loving as the moments fly. Loving as the days go by. Loving in whatever befall. Loving Jesus, that is all. Brightly doth his spirit shine. Jesus. Lord, we're not here this morning out of any right or duty.
Amen.
We are here because we love you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we treasure you with affection.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we do treasure you with affection.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Lord, trusting you while life shall last.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Jesus.
Amen.
That's right. Lord, amen.
Gracious Advent call.
Amen.
Loving you,
that is all.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you, Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
we love you.
Amen.
Whom having not seen,
you we love.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Whom having not seen,
you love.
Haven't seen you.
Amen.
Lord, this morning we love you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Wonderful, beautiful one.
Amen.
Thank you. We can just give ourselves to love you.
Amen.
With your love.
Amen.
Oh, we simply love you every day.
Amen.
We love you with our first love.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus, that is all.
Amen.
Yes. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you for the bands of love.
Amen.
Oh, you have drawn us.
Amen.
Oh, you have won us.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right, Lord.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Saints, maybe we can sing that hymn. I didn't see it in the hymnal. It's Lord, I Just Love You.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, I just love you.
Just return this love to you.
Amen.
Lord, we say we love you.
Amen.
You're our first love.
Amen.
You're our best love,
yes.
Lord.
Amen.
Yes, thank you.
Lord, for loving us.
Amen.
Amen.
Those who did not know love.
Amen.
Lord, you loved us.
Amen.
You showed us love.
Yes. Amen.
Made us love you. joyfully to you.
Amen.
Amen. Love toward us.
Amen.
Your love reached us.
Amen.
You became a man.
Amen.
Oh, you died on the cross.
Amen.
You became our life.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we love you above all other.
Amen.
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 Loved his own who are in the world.
Amen.
He loved them to the uttermost.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for this uttermost love.
Amen.
Oh, thank you. This love has been poured out into our hearts.
Amen.
Oh, we respond to you in love.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, your love has drawn us to yourself.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. 1154.
Amen.
I love thee, Jesus, and thy love to me.
Amen.
Draws me ever to see thee.
Amen. Amen.
Right after
thee. Amen.
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 I love
thee, Jesus, and thy love to me. Draws me wine, milk, and honey.
jealousy is as cruel as Sheol.
Amen.
And your love is as strong as death.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Much water cannot quench love.
Amen.
Nor do floods drown it.
Amen.
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 No man could give for love is condemned.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, come, beloved, on my garden blow.
Amen.
That the odor of spices may break forth and flow.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus. Dependent on you.
Amen.
We draw all of our life from you.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord, thank you for love's economy.
Amen.
Oh, for your rich dispensing.
Amen.
Oh, making us your counterpart.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Oh. Thank you this week for blowing on us.
Amen.
That the odor of your spices could come forth.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
We would seek you.
Amen.
Run after you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
We are as nothing.
Amen.
Amen.
Rejoice to thee.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Participate in all that you are.
Amen.
What love.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Eat in the bread we live by you.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you for the process you went through.
Amen.
You went through the process because you loved us.
Amen.
Now we love you.
Amen.
We thank you.
Amen.
Giving yourself for us.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for first loving us.
Amen.
Now we love you back.
Amen.
Thank you for your process.
Thank you. Amen.
You included us in your plan.
Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we thank you for your son, Jesus.
Amen.
He died down on Calvary.
Amen.
All men and boys and girls have right to the tree of life.
Amen.
Right to the tree of life.
Amen.
Thank you for cutting the way open.
Amen.
Oh, now we're in a feast of love divine.
Amen.
Participate in all that you are.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Wash that robe.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I love my Lord, but with no love of mine, for I have none to give. I love thee, Lord, but all the love is thine, for by thy love I live. I am
and swallowed up in thee. Thou, Lord, alone art all thy children need, and there is none beside. From thee the streams of blessedness proceed, in thee the blessed abide, fountain of life and all abounding grace. Our source, our center, and our dwelling place.
Brothers, one.
I love my Lord, but with no love of mine, for I have none to give. I love thee, Lord, but all the love is thine, for by thy love I live. I am as nothing, and rejoice to be emptied and lost and swallowed up in thee.
Sisters,
fountain of life,
amen,
and all abounding grace,
amen,
our source, our center, and our dwelling place,
amen,
fountain of life,
amen,
oh, fountain, Lord,
amen.
Amen. Lord, you're our source, our center, and our dwelling place,
amen,
amen. Oh, our source, amen, our center, and our dwelling place,
amen.
The
amen.
Lord is our all in all.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we just tell you that you are all your children need.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, you are all your children need.
Amen.
We live because of you.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, that's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, you as a fountain of life.
Amen.
You as an all abundant grace.
Amen.
Thank you for all you have done for us.
Amen.
Saints, maybe we can worship the Father with him.
Amen.
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 Hymn 1081.
Amen.
1081. Father God, thou art the source of life.
Father God, thou art the source of life. We, thy sons, are thine expressions. In thy name, our dear possession. liberates us. Thank thee, Father, for thy holy word. Through thy word, through thy word, we have oneness through thy word. Through thy word, through thy word, through thy holy word, we're all made one. Oh, the glory of the triune God. We're his sons, oh, what a blessing. We, his glory, are expressing.
You on the earth today,
amen.
Reigning
amen.
And ruling in your authority.
Amen.
Father, we praise you this morning.
Amen.
As your many sons, we love you.
Amen.
Thank you. You brought us into the corporate sonship.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And under the beloved.
Amen.
And under the firstborn.
Amen.
Father, we give you our love.
Amen.
Father, we love you.
Amen.
As your sons, we are your glory.
Yes.
As your sons, we are your expression.
Hallelujah.
As your sons, we are your continuation.
Amen.
Praise you, Father.
Hallelujah.
You made this happen through the Son.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Thank you, the firstborn is crowned with glory.
Amen.
Oh, now the many sons are being led Amen. Into glory.
Amen.
Oh, from right. glory to glory.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, we worship you, Father.
Yeah.
We worship you, Father of
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Source of life.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. We are the many sons.
Amen. Amen.
Now you are our Father and our God.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Right. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory, glory to the Father.
Amen.
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 Glory, glory to the Father.
Amen.
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 Amen. That's right. You are our Father.
Amen.
Not by position.
Amen.
But by life.
Amen.
You are the source of life.
Amen.
Thank you for being our source.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's right.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, we're going to go ahead and transition now to the prophesying meeting. And we're getting into this wonderful book here on fighting the good fight, finishing the course, keeping the faith, and loving the Lord's appearing.
Amen.
In order to receive the reward of Christ as the crown of righteousness.
Amen.
And you know, all these portions here are titles of messages that are in this morning revival, and they're all from 1 and 2 Timothy. So you'll see a lot of the same verses repeated, but they're so rich.
Amen.
And this week, we are repeating last week since we had the conference, and it's on very simple, keeping the faith.
Amen.
Keeping the faith.
Amen.
You know, Paul said, I have fought the good fight.
Amen.
I have finished the course. Mm-hmm. I have kept the faith.
Amen.
So this whole week is just on this matter of keeping the faith.
Amen.
So we can go ahead and read through the verses together for the week, and then one of the brothers will give an opening word. Again, like the last few weeks, we do have a little fellowship on the grouping, on grouping together at the end. So if you have something to share, make sure you, as you're enjoying the word, as you're pray reading, maybe something's bubbling up inside of you, be ready to share.
Yes.
Amen.
So let's go ahead and read through the verses, and then we'll pray over a verse or two.
That's right.
Day one.
Until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God, at a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, holding faith and a good conscience, concerning which some, thrusting these away, have become shipwrecked regarding the faith.
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Fight the good fight of the faith. Lay hold on the eternal life to which you were called, and have confessed the good confession before many witnesses.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Fight the good fight of the faith.
Amen.
Lay hold on the eternal life to which you were called, and have confessed the good confession before many witnesses, laying away for themselves a good foundation as a treasure for the future, that they may lay hold on that which is real life.
Amen.
Nor give heed to myths and unending genealogies, which produce questionings rather than God's economy, which is in faith, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience.
Amen.
Beloved, while using all diligence to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you and exhort you to earnestly contend for the faith, once for all delivered to the saints, to Titus, Timothy's child, according to the common faith, grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior.
Amen.
Until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge
because of which some, professing this, have misaimed regarding the faith. Grace be with you.
Maybe for the sake of time, since we do have a little bit less time for prophesying, let's just go over one verse and we can pray over it. And it's on day 6, Ephesians 4:13. I think it was repeated at least twice this week. Until we all arrive.
Amen.
Until we all arrive.
Until we all arrive. We all arrive.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
At the oneness of the faith.
Amen.
At the oneness of the faith.
Amen.
Well, we'd like to all arrive at the oneness of the faith.
Amen.
At the oneness of the faith.
Amen. The oneness of the faith.
Amen.
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 That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And of the full knowledge of the Son of God.
Amen.
And of the full knowledge of the Son of God.
Amen.
And of the full knowledge of the Son of God.
Amen.
And of the full knowledge of the Son of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord. We'd like to know you more.
Amen.
Know you more in our experience.
Amen.
That's right.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That's right. Lord, more.
Amen.
Oh, at a full grown man.
Amen.
At a full grown man.
Amen.
We like to grow.
Yes.
We like to know you.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, grow in us.
Yes.
Amen.
We agree.
Amen.
We agree this morning.
Amen.
That you would get the full grown man.
Amen.
Grow until you reach the full measure of the stature.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Measure of the stature.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Of the fullness of Christ.
Amen.
Until we all arrive at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Amen.
Lord, yes.
Lord, thank you for these four things.
Amen.
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 Oh, the oneness of the faith.
Amen.
The full knowledge of the Son of God.
Amen.
Oh, a full-grown man.
Amen.
And the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Amen.
And the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Amen.
The fullness of Christ.
Amen.
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 We thank you that these four things are just one thing.
Amen.
To arrive at the fullness of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Lord, in your satisfaction.
Yes.
Amen.
In your fullness.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Right, Lord, your expression.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hopefully I can just take 5 minutes, 6 minutes to give just an introduction to this week's ministry. And I appreciate this key verse at the beginning of our outline mentioned in the scripture reading and seen throughout this week. And that is 2 Timothy 4:7. And actually, this verse encompasses half of the title of this book, right? The verse says, right, have fought the good fight, right? That's fighting the good fight.
Amen.
Finishing the course, right? It's the second part of this verse. And the third part is where we are at this morning, and that is keeping the faith.
Amen.
And I appreciate us praying, reading this verse this morning, because here we see the objective faith until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith.
Amen.
The faith implies by the actual definite article here is the faith is the objective faith, right, what we believe in. But there's a goal in us knowing the objective faith. And I appreciate this verse because this verse tells us that he desires a full-grown man. Yes. That's according to what? The stature of the fullness of what? Christ. God needs an expression. But as those who have been called through the hearing of this faith to receive the common salvation given to us, this produces, again, a full-grown man. Amen. It's just the full stature of Christ, right? And with that said, I'm just going to go through the outline in a very brief way, hopefully, and you can fill in. There's so much treasures here, a lot of little gems that I feel can equip us how to keep the faith, how to work this out in a very living, in a practical way so that we can arrive at the oneness of the faith. Amen. So in Roman numeral 1, in this week's ministry, one thing that I do want to say, it seems like there was a real emphasis on this matter of the objective faith. Mm-hmm. And it is sometimes when you read these verses, it's not so easy. It was in our brother's fellowship yesterday. Sometimes it's not so easy to discern what is the objective faith and what is the subjective faith. Right. Right. But I hope this morning we can become more clear through all our speaking. Amen. So the objective faith under Roman numeral 1 in the New Testament, faith is both objective and subjective. And letter A tells us there that this refers to the subject of our believing, that is, to the things in which we believe. This objective faith includes the contents of God's New Testament economy. And just going down to point 2, it says the items of the objective faith are only those items that are related to what? Our salvation. I really believe there's a key here. This objective faith is related to our salvation. Amen. In other words, only those items that relate to what? Christ's person and Christ's work, right? Subjective faith, letter B, has to do with our action of believing. And I like to go down to point 2 here. It says, our believing, this is under letter C, point 2. Our believing, subjective faith, is out of the things we believe and in the things we believe, objective faith. Therefore, we need to know the objective faith so that we may have or we may enter into the subjective experiences of Christ. So with that said, Roman numeral 2 leads us to the key verse of this week. I have kept the faith. And so the question is, well, this is one of those verses that, too, well, you know, is it objective or subjective, right? But look at what B says. The word faith in this verse implies our believing in Christ, taking his person and his redemptive work as the object of our faith. Amen. So for on the one hand, we have received through our faith in Christ, we have received the eternal life. Yes. However, we need to experience it. So how do we do that? Well, we first begin by keeping it. And then that leads us into the experience of Christ. Moving on, Roman numeral 3. Here, I really appreciate this verse. It says, 1 Timothy 6:12a says, fight the good fight of the faith. Why fight? Well, according to the outline here in letter C and letter D, different teachings have come into the church. That's right. And it has caused the church to become degraded. And it has caused the believers to be deviated from the common faith. Yeah. Therefore, there is a need to fight for the good, right? Fight the good fight of the faith. Amen. Roman numeral 4. So here, that was an objective aspect there. There is a need to fight for the common faith, right? Roman numeral 4, 1 Timothy 6:12b, Paul goes on to say, lay hold on the eternal life to which you were called. So on the one hand, we fight for the faith, for the faith. But on the other hand, it's for what? Well, it's not just to stand against the teachings and the deviations of the teachings, but it's to what? Lay hold on eternal life. So surely this is subjective. This is subjective. Amen. It's to lay hold on the eternal life.
Amen.
So we fight by laying hold on the eternal life. Roman numeral 5. A proper Christian life involves keeping the faith, and look at this, for participation in the divine riches in God's economy. So, hallelujah for God's economy.
Amen.
Simply, he wants to dispense himself.
Amen.
When he dispenses himself, we participate of the divine riches.
Amen.
Right? Roman numeral 6. We need to hold the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. Well, it's not enough just to hold to the mystery of the faith. It has to come with our conscience. And not just a good conscience, but a purified conscience. What does this mean from this week's ministry? It's a conscience without mixture. We should learn to tell Satan, get away from me, Satan. We can be very, we can just speak. Sometimes the enemy wants to make us think that our conscience is not so pure. Well, praise the Lord, we have Christ.
Yes.
We have his redemptive work.
Yes.
And we can experience him, lay hold on eternal life, and exercise our spirit to have a conscience that's pure.
Amen.
That means without any mixture.
Amen.
The last point, or the Roman numeral 7, it says, Jude says in his epistle, I found it necessary to write to you and exhort you to earnestly contend for the faith once for all delivered to the saints. I don't know about you saints, but I really appreciate once delivered, right, for all the saints. We all have received the same faith, which is related to our common salvation. And the last point, Roman numeral 8, we all need to arrive at the oneness of this faith.
Amen.
So praise the Lord. I'll stop here. And do we have someone that's going to help us with a two-minute piano? Okay, our brother is going to help us. And this is so good, this week's ministry. I think it's timely. It's timely in the sense of what the Lord wants to do with regard to the grouping. I really believe that in the groups, the Lord's going to give us babies. And he's going to give us Christians or believers in which we need a fellowship over our common faith. We need to fellowship over our common salvation. This is what the Lord wants to work out in the groups, right? So I'll stop here, and who will be the first one? Wonderful.
Just to repeat what Brother Isai was mentioning, you know, with faith, there's two aspects. There's the objective aspect, and there's the subjective aspect.
Mm-hmm.
The objective being what we believe, and the subjective being the action of believing. And some of the items of the objective faith include the matter of the Bible, God, Christ, the work of Christ, salvation, and the church. And you know, with the common faith, the Bible, we believe that the Bible, it is the Word of God.
Amen.
What a treasure,
Amen.
What an inheritance.
Amen.
We believe God. God is one, right?
Amen.
There is no God but one. But this one God has the aspect of three.
Right.
The Father, Son, and Spirit.
Amen.
They are distinct, but not separate.
Amen.
They coexist and they cohere.
Amen.
Also, we believe in Christ. He is God and man.
Amen.
He's the complete God and the perfect man, possessing both divinity and humanity.
Amen.
And saints, we also, praise the Lord, believe in the work of Christ.
Amen.
I was a little surprised by this. You know, when mentioning the matter of the work of Christ, it includes his incarnation. Maybe it doesn't seem like a work. But you know what? It is a profound
work.
Because through his incarnation, he produced the first God-man.
Amen.
And saints, through his resurrection, he produced something. He produced the many God-men.
Amen.
We also believe in salvation. Much more, we are being saved in his life.
Amen.
And we believe in the church.
Amen.
The church also has two aspects, a universal aspect and a local aspect.
Amen.
The church is universally one as the body of Christ and locally one as the expression of the body of Christ.
Amen.
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 If we want to fight the good fight, we shouldn't let nothing separate us on the love of God.
Amen.
There's one belief, one faith, and one baptism.
Amen.
I like from week three, day two, Paul began to run the heavenly race after the Lord took possession of him, and he continually ran that he might finish it. Now at the end of triumphantly claimed, I have finished the course. For this he will receive from the Lord a reward, the crown of righteousness. I like that because, okay, it ties to running. I've done 10 half marathons, one full marathon and 10 half marathons, including the one this past February. Yes, I know I'm going to keep repeating it, but I don't care. It sounds repetitive, but this is what I've done. So so I did the half marathon on this past February. It was a cold race. It was 33 degrees when the race started, and 27 if you include the wind chill factor. But I finished it in hour 45, so I finished the race about 8:52 a.m. And then I hung out at the beer garden after and all that. So I hung out, relaxed, chilled, and then walked to my car, then headed to the meeting. I still managed to the table meeting. But yes, I still managed that, and it was a packed race, all right? There were almost 19,000 registered runners from all 50 states and a record-breaking 50 countries who either did the full marathon, the half marathon, or the 5K. So it brought all kinds of people together from all over the world. That's one of the reasons I enjoy doing these kinds of races, to see people and participate in these crowds run through the city. And I train for these races on my own time because I do not like being on any running group's schedule. And I just like my alone time. But this is a heavenly race.
Amen.
And, a corporate race.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord, for the heavenly race.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We can fight the good fight.
Amen.
Or in day two, I really enjoyed this a lot. And we're struggling the good struggle.
Amen.
Sometimes I feel 9 times out of 10, I'm struggling the good struggle. I really enjoyed that part. I also really enjoyed in day six, it says all our problems are due to our inadequate knowledge and vision of the Son of God. So I really enjoyed those two. I also wanted to share this experience I had yesterday, Friday. So my wife's been asking me to go to a yoga class with her for quite some time now. And every time I've been just, putting it off, or we'll schedule it, and then somehow we show up late, and then we can't make the class. Friday, she asked me again, hey, I really want to, you want to come with me to this yoga class? And for the first time, I just brought that simple matter to the Lord, and I was just like, and I may have done it with kind of the expectation, of the Lord saying no, just to tell my wife, hey, the Lord, kind of like mom said no, but like, hey, dad said no, I brought it to the Lord. I was just like, Lord, what about this yoga class? And to my surprise, he was like, go. He was like, just go. Not so much for the yoga, but just, go with your wife.
Right.
Be with her. And so, I had the peace. I went and we were just in that yoga class. There was probably like maybe, 60 people like in this, pretty small room. We were side by side. Towards the end of the class, the instructor starts, winding us down, and she starts saying, things like, all right, everyone, close your eyes, lay down, empty your mind and forget about, anything that's, just let go of any like problems that you have and we're just breathing, and And inwardly, I'm praying. I'm like calling on the Lord, oh Lord Jesus, And I realized, everyone in that room, they are so close to their spirit, you know? Like, because isn't that what we do? We like and just clear our mind and we just forget about everything and we turn to our spirit. And you know, I just thought about like our the three rings, right? The body, soul, and the spirit. And it's like everyone in that room was just like, just right there, right? If they, if everyone in that room had just said, "Oh Lord Jesus," I have a feeling that, you know, some of them might have been saved or felt something, you know? It was just a thought. It was just a thought in my head, you know? Like, wow, these people, you know, everyone in this room is right there, you know? And I just have this fresh appreciation, you know? I just pray to the Lord, you know, like, thank you, Lord, that I know my spirit.
I know.
It's not a small matter to know your spirit. You know, we talk a lot about Christians, even Christians, right? There's a lot of Christians that don't know their spirit, that are lost, and you know, and there's just so many people that, you know, are probably so close, probably so primed to just know their spirit. Anyways, and then the instructor said something towards the end, was something like, she was just saying all these motivational things, like she said this line, she said, you're good enough because you exist. And I was like, and just instantly I was like, Lord, I'm not good enough. Lord, you're enough.
Right?
You're more than enough. Thank you, Lord, that I exist. And then, you know, towards the end, she was just like, okay, now everyone kind of say something that you're grateful for. And then everyone was like, oh, I'm grateful for this Saturday morning and this and that. And I just inwardly, I could just think nothing more I could be grateful for is just knowing my spirit, knowing God's spirit, and then just knowing that, knowing the mingled spirit.
Amen.
But yeah, anyways, I just wanted to share that with you.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
Yeah, I enjoyed our brothers bringing out that point. Day 6, all our problems are due to our inadequate knowledge and vision of the Son of God.
Yeah.
So how do we come to an adequate knowledge and vision of the Son of God? And, you know, the outline this week really emphasizes the objective faith.
Right.
But you can't separate it from the subjective faith.
That's right.
And so I did a search in the ministry. Did you know there are 81 chapters that talk about the camera?
Wow.
And so this matter of man is like a camera, where the objective faith is like the divine outward scenery.
Wow.
And our being is made by God, created by God, to be like a camera that can capture the divine scenery outside of us and imprint it into the film of our being.
Amen.
And so we need so much time beholding the divine scenery, the objective faith. We need to know the objective faith.
Yeah.
What are the items that we believe in?
Yeah.
But not only in knowledge, we need these matters to become a vision to us.
Yeah.
And so this is a matter of our heart. The matter of, in Timothy, it mentions a good conscience and a pure conscience.
Right.
This is a matter of our heart needing to be turned, our mind being renewed, and our spirit being open.
Amen.
When we have this, when our being is in this way, that divine objective faith, which is just the Son of God, gets imprinted into our being.
Amen.
And then he becomes our very believing ability.
Amen.
And so I just enjoy so much the brother that shared this message throughout. He just said, we need, saints, we need so many clicks in our being.
Wow.
All throughout the day, there should be clicks. And that, in other words, you're taking a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
You know, my dad used to, he was a little obsessive. He would always take pictures. He would be fixing a sprinkler head, and he would take a picture every step. Every step. And then he put in an album. And I never understood why. What is the point of this? But then I realized, okay, he was doing it for my sake. Even though I didn't want it. But he was doing it so I could see how everything works. So I would have a roadmap. I would have a blueprint. So in the same way, the Lord also is taking all the time. He wants us to take many pictures. And, you know, just one more thing. One thing from the message, it said, saints, do you ever feel weak and dry? When you are weak and dry, it is because you haven't watched enough heavenly television. Amen. We need to watch Amen. More heavenly television.
Amen.
Saints, that's our church life.
Yes.
When we preach the gospel, Amen. We're playing the program to
Amen.
People
Amen.
So that they will have a click in their being.
Amen.
And then in our meetings and our gatherings, we're also just watching the heavenly television together.
Amen.
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 Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is from day 6. We already have received the oneness of the divine life in reality.
Amen.
Amen.
That's a fact. Once we're regenerated, we get everything that the triune God is in his process installed into our being.
Amen.
That's a fact. I appreciate this one verse in John 5:39. Many of y'all can quote it, but I love it because it gives an indication of what the Lord said. He said, you search the scriptures because you think that in them you have what's that?
Eternal life.
Mm-hmm. And it is these that testify concerning me. So that's the whole New Testament. Right?
Right.
Yeah. They testify concerning the Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he told the Jews, he said, what, Armando? He said, you are not willing to come to me.
Yeah.
All right? And then, and saints, from the time the church was instituted by the Lord, the enemy immediately went to work, right, to take away from the common faith, right? What binds us together,
right?
However, the objective faith, no matter how strong, how operative, how, whatever designation, right? Because the Lord told Ephesus, the church in Ephesus, you've done all these things, and I have one thing, right? You've lost your first love, so return. So saints, what the objective faith does creates within us an appreciation for this wonderful person who in John 5:39 says, whether you're in the Old Testament, you're in the New Testament, you need to come to me.
Amen.
Right? This is what the common faith brings us into. It brings us into this subjective experience of simply loving the Lord.
Amen.
How difficult is it to love the Lord? I'm sorry, I got a little out. It's not that. Lord, we see how wonderful you are.
Amen.
Amen. Right? And he's wonderful in himself, but then he's so wonderful in John.
Amen.
Johnny Gibson, look at me. He's wonderful.
Amen.
Right? I don't speak because I believe in Johnny Gibson. I speak because of the faith
that
is in Johnny.
Amen.
Saints,
Amen.
This is our arrival. Right? We have to. I'm done. I've lost my time.
Amen.
Amen. Keeping the faith.
Amen.
This is keeping the faith.
Amen.
So right here, I love this part right here because I've gotten a free week out of this here, keeping the faith. Free week of vacation. Sunday, and I still got some more days off. And I'm doing something positive for my mom, too. So, right where it say, keeping the faith in works in us to bring us organic union.
Amen.
Amen. With the triune God.
Amen.
Through this organic union, God will continuously transfuse and infuse us. So I've been transformed. You know, my life is great, you know. In the group meetings, you know, I've had a brother that brought me into something and it has transformed and infused me. And like I say, you know, I'm still kind of laughing about it. I got some more days off free. This is good right here. So, keep faith, and I'm, you know, if fighting a good fight. You know, hey, I've been fighting 10 years. And, you know, I can't, you know, only God can say that stuff for me, that, you know, I have been transformed. I can't even, the word can't even imagine how I feel sometimes knowing that I did something that God had already infused into me for 10 years, saying, hey, man, and I got, say, I've been trying 53, so I see 53 more years that I'm going to be doing this.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. We can lay hold on the eternal life. Amen. That's what I really enjoyed from day three. Mm. So we today must fight the good fight of the faith. Amen. This means that we must fight for Christ as the embodiment of God and for the church as the body of Christ.
Amen.
Furthermore, we must not merely fight objectively, but fight subjectively.
Amen.
By laying hold on eternal life.
Amen.
We should not do anything apart from life.
Amen.
And I just enjoyed getting into this matter of laying hold. And I was looking at some different translations. One translation said catch. One said hold tightly. Another one said seize. And so I appreciate all these things. It's active.
Active.
We need to lay hold of eternal life.
Amen.
And, you know, I was considering, you know, in the past, there was a situation. I wasn't, you know, as far as my experience, there's a situation. I was kind of angry about it. And I remember I went to bed, I got up, and I just had morning revival, according to the verse, you know, the verses that were there. And I must have touched life.
Amen.
Because later, the next day, even though I was so upset about this thing, the next day, I was like, I'm not angry.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, this makes no sense. Yeah. Why am I not angry? Well, it's because I touched the eternal life. I laid hold of it.
Amen.
You know, in our morning times,
yes,
that's our laying hold.
That's our seizing.
Really.
Yes.
That's our catching.
Yes.
That's our holding tightly.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and then, of course, throughout the day, we need to lay hold.
Yes. Amen.
Praise the Lord for the eternal life.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Fight the good fight.
Amen.
Until we all arrive.
Amen.
At the oneness. You know, under this verse, I'm realizing that all these difficulties that I encounter every day is nothing else but the working of the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
And as He keeps working on me, you know, I keep arriving.
To fight the good fight of the faith in the Christian life, and especially in the Christian ministry, we need to lay hold on the divine life and not trust in our human life.
Amen.
I enjoyed that so much. We must not merely fight objectively, but fight subjectively by laying hold on eternal life. We should not do anything apart from this life.
Amen.
I really enjoyed, you know, I see the aspect of the objective and the subjective faith, but it is a fight. You have to fight.
Amen.
This.
Yeah.
It's not a simple matter. Oh yeah, the faith, you know, amen. I believe in the Lord, I have the faith. You know, I believe that the Lord is in my spirit, and everything that is happening in our Christian life is the Lord's arrangement. There is a subjective aspect that you have to fight for it and believe that the Lord is in control.
Amen.
And I had an experience on Friday. I was complaining, of course, at school, and I was just, we moved to a different campus, and we were all in portable. I'm going to picture it. We're all in portables, and it's like, you know, like outside classrooms, and it's hot, and I'm moving a lot of furniture into my classroom, and I'm just like so much complaining. And I'm sending texts to Isaiah. I think I need to quit, you know. I don't want to work anymore. And I was just like, so much. But, you know, I still believe in the Lord, but I am not in my spirit. And as I was walking, this coworker said, are you okay, Ms. Paulson? And says, no, I should have moved to a different campus because this is too much work and la, la, la. And she said, can I pray for you? And I said, I didn't even know that she was Christian, you know. And I was like, sure, pray for me. And she, like, you know, put her hand in my shoulder. This is like 100 and something. It was like noontime, and it was so hot. There's no shade. She put her hand in, and we just started praying.
Wow.
And as she was praying for me, I was just touching the Lord. I was reaching out to that subjective faith and believing that the Lord was in me in that situation. And I was like, and she was saying, well, you know why you have her here in this campus, Lord? Show her your purpose. And I was like, oh, Lord, thank you. I was so encouraged, you know. You know, situations is not going to change. You know, it's difficult, but I was infused with faith by her praying for me in that moment. I was like, thank you, Lord, that we had the subjective and the objective faith. And we definitely, we don't lay hold on that eternal life. There's no way that we can fight the good fight.
Amen. For the faith.
Amen.
In this message, the speaking brother said, these messages are actually in the same line with the last year's Chinese speaking conference. And the title was Being Ready for the Lord's Coming. Amen. And the brother said, actually, these points to fight the good fight, to finish the course, and to keep the faith actually are the way to be ready for the Lord's coming.
Amen.
And this week, yesterday, I was really touched by Jude 3, and it says the faith once for all delivered to the saints. So I realized actually we don't need to try to obtain the faith because it's been already delivered to us.
Amen.
But what we need to do is we need to keep the faith,
right,
and we need to convert it into the subjective faith,
right. Right.
Because it's not enough just to have knowledge about the faith. So, yeah, I the Lord just told me, you need to spend time with me in this point.
Mm.
So I just came to the Lord praying,
amen,
Lord, make all these points so clear,
amen,
and so subjective to me,
amen,
so I can be ready for your coming, so I can keep the faith.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the faith.
Amen.
So our life may be full of taking pictures, clicks,
yes,
so it can be so clear and subjective.
Amen.
I want to also follow Orimaris is sharing this week. So 1 Timothy 6:19, the last part says, lay hold on that which is really life.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
For me, Wednesday was a very full day. Of course, my AC in my car was broken. I got hacked at work on my computer, so all of a sudden in 10 minutes I get 200 emails, and then I start receiving messages, are you sending me this? Are you sending me this? I'm like, I'm not sending any emails. Anyway, got that under control. Then it's first day of school, so drop-off was a mess in the morning. Then trying to pick up my daughter from school, let's not even talk about it, because I never did pick her up. Eventually, we found a different way to get her home. And then there was the prayer meeting in the evening. And I got to go pick up my new one, the Spanish-speaking that I've been taking care of for a little while. And we went to the prayer meeting.
Amen.
I just enjoyed being there with,
amen,
the saints, forgetting that day.
Yeah.
And just laying hold of eternal life.
Amen.
It was so good to be with the saints.
Amen.
So our days may be a mess,
yeah,
but we have the saints to lay hold on life with together.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good.
Hallelujah.
I like to turn a little bit.
I know you're emphasizing the eternal life, but there is something that is common among all the believers, and that is called the faith.
Amen.
Jude calls it the common salvation, and of course, in Titus 1:4, it's called the common faith. And, you know, the first one is related to the Bible, because our foundation and our base is the Word of God.
Amen.
And of course, we believe that the Word of God is divinely inspired, word by word,
Amen.
By God through the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And not only so, like Dean was sharing, God is one, but He's triune.
Yes, right. Yeah.
And you know, brothers and sisters, no believer that's a believer, I mean a real
right.
common sense believer, should have a problem with any of these points.
No.
That's
true.
Yeah. Not only that, we have the person and work of Christ, right?
Yeah, right.
He is God, He is man, but He is God.
Right.
He was incarnated. He lived on the earth for 33 and a half years, then He died for our sins to accomplish redemption.
Amen.
Then He resurrected to be the Spirit,
Amen.
To get inside of us. And anyone who repents of his sins
yeah.
will be a living member of the body of Christ.
Amen.
And you know what? The Lord is also coming back a second time.
Yeah. That's right.
So we should never forget this. The Lord is returning.
Amen.
No believer has problems with this. You know, people argue over all kind of things, whether you should be drinking wine or grapefruit juice. Listen, man, don't worry about all that stuff.
Right.
That's not what you need to contend for.
Right.
Right? Don't contend whether you get baptized forward or backwards. We contend for these points, which are the very contents of God's New Testament economy.
Amen.
So all the way from the Word of God to His second coming.
Amen.
This is what we need
Amen.
To contend for.
Amen.
You know what contend is, right? It's to fight.
Right.
It's to fight. So we're contending for the items of the faith.
Amen.
Anyway, praise the Lord, we have these
Amen.
Once and for all delivered.
Amen.
That's it. We don't need to add anything
nope.
because it's done.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we have the faith.
Yeah.
It's common to all the believers.
Amen.
Amen.
If we truly know the Son of God, there will be no arguments.
Amen.
This does not depend on mental comprehension, but on the growth in life.
Amen.
Knowing, this knowing is not the mind, but in experience.
Amen.
And I have a chorus of a song here. Christ lives inside my spirit, supplying me with grace.
Amen.
He wants to spend His time with me,
Amen.
Holding face to face.
Amen.
I shouldn't merely touch Him and then just walk away, but in my spirit, stay and linger all throughout the day.
Amen.
The Holy of Holies is a place where man communicates with God and is infused with Him. And yeah, I really enjoy just spending whatever I'm doing throughout my day. I like just stopping, just putting it off for a few more minutes. Whatever, it's just I getting to do this and this and this and any of those things. Let me just a few minutes, just linger here,
yes.
you know, and then try to linger again in the next few minutes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow, this has been so good.
Yes.
I've gotten infused this morning
Amen.
With faith.
Amen.
So I just wanted to go take about 5 minutes and do a little wrap up here. I'm so glad the way the week started, just with day one and seeing these two aspects, right,
mm-hmm.
Of faith, right? We have faith objective and subjective,
mm.
right? And how with the objective faith, it's the scenery, right, that Randy was talking about. There's this wonderful scenery,
yeah.
but it needs clicks,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
so you have this objective
yeah.
of what we believe in,
yeah.
in, right, which we believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the subjective faith, and that's the action of our believing.
Mm-hmm.
And these two points here I wanted to read. It says, these two aspects of faith involve one another. So it's not like they're separate
right.
in themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our believing, subjective faith is out of the things
yeah.
we believe
yes.
and in the things we believe, objective faith.
Yeah.
So you have to have this objective faith.
Right.
And it's common to all the believers.
Right.
All the real believers have this objective, common faith.
Right.
And so anyway... These two are needed. The objective faith is needed for us to it comes out. What comes out of it is our believing.
Mm-hmm.
right? Our subjective faith.
Amen.
So the next point is on day one. It says the items of the faith are only those items that are related to our salvation. So that came out this morning. In other words, only those items that relate to Christ's person and work. They include Christ being the Son of God, his being born of a human virgin, his dying a redemptive death for us, his rising on the third day, his ascension, and his descending as the Spirit.
Amen.
Right? Whether or not we believe in baptism by immersion, post-tribulation, rapture, or any other such matters does not affect our salvation.
Right?
Post, pre, whatever it is, it's not going to affect our salvation. As long as we believe in the basic items mentioned above, we are saved. If we do not believe, here's the other side, if we do not believe these items, we are lost. These basic items that that we have to do with our salvation constitute the faith. All the rest of the points are not part of the faith. Rather, they are doctrinal teachings. Right? Paul was not fighting for doctrinal teachings.
That's right. Right. Yeah.
He was fighting for the faith.
Yes.
Right? Common faith. Then, wow. So skip this one. I want to go to this other one here that's so critical, so crucial. It starts, it's on day three. It says, we need to be deeply impressed with the meaning of the New Testament. Of the meaning of faith in the New Testament. Faith is first God being the word spoken to us.
Amen.
We have God and then God as the word spoken.
Amen.
Through the word of God and by the Spirit of God, we are infused
Amen.
With God in Christ.
Amen.
As a result, something rises up within us.
That's right.
Amen. You know, that's what happened. Oh, there, Maris, that sister came. And you got some infusion.
Yeah.
There was another member, right? Something rose up.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is faith.
That's right.
Faith then works in us to bring us into an organic union with the triune God.
Amen.
Through this organic union, God is continually transfused and infused into us. As a result, we have the divine life and the divine nature to become God's sons, members of Christ, and parts of the new man. As a totality, we become the house of God, the body of Christ, and the new man. This is God's economy in faith.
Amen.
So many times we may feel down. Jack, do you feel down sometimes?
Occasionally.
Occasionally. I do too. I feel down. But you know what? We need to get together.
Amen.
We need to come together to infuse one another with what? With faith.
Amen.
We speak Christ to one another and something rises up within us. All of a sudden, we're okay, Titus. It's like, this is so good. And there's my 5 minutes. I'll just say this one thing. I ran into somebody. Didn't actually. It was the Lord arrangement. Anyway, I was at Costco again and this guy starts talking to me. He wants to sell me something. And he has something tattooed on his arm here. And I just take a, you know, I don't stare at tattoos, but I'm just like, what is that? And it had God in there. And I said, maybe a believer. So anyway, he starts, keeps talking to me. And I'm like, what did I say? I don't remember exactly what I said. But I say, oh, let me look at your tattoo. Let me read it. So I read it. So that's not bad. That's pretty good. Something like that. It wasn't a verse or anything, but it had God in it. And I said, do you know what man needs? It's right here on your hand. God.
Yes.
So anyway, we just took off. He really enjoyed it. He said something like, yeah, you got to have something, you know, after that to believe in or something like that. And I was like, anything, he said, basically. And I was like, no, I didn't say no, but I just presented the gospel to him.
Amen.
And I told him, you know, hey, do you know the three parts of man? And he really was like, I didn't know that. I didn't see that. Eventually, I had to say, well, you know what you can do? You can open up to God.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus is God.
Amen.
And he just said, okay, like you know. He has to know.
Yes.
He's got to get infused.
Amen.
So anyway, praise the Lord, saints. We need to just speak to people.
Amen. Amen.
Speak reality into them.
Amen.
Faith into them.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, so I'm going to take a few minutes to try to make a little headway on the groups. You know, we've been fellowshipping the last number of weeks on the group meetings and on the God-ordained way, right? So I wanted to continue that fellowship a little bit. And, you know, I was considering this point of one of the first items that we got into, or last week actually, was the course, right? You remember that?
Yes.
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. So we had quite a bit of fellowship on this matter of the course. And this point came out last week that I'd just like to remind us, what is our course? Right, you got to know your course. Otherwise, it's easy to get off. There's a lot of things that come in life that just kind of derail us, right? So last week we saw three items related to the course. Firstly, and a course is a way. Right? It's a way that you're on.
Yeah.
So we saw the first item related to our course is that Christ is our course.
Right?
Because he said, I am the way. In John 14:6, I am the way. So in our experience, we know that Christ is the course we're on. And then in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 4, 3 and 4, Paul told Timothy, you need to charge certain ones. Don't teach different things. And to teach different things is to miss aim. Right? That's to get off course. And then after he said, basically, charge certain ones, don't get off course. Then he told Timothy, rather than what? God's economy, which is in faith. So the faith here is in opposition to God's economy. So God's New Testament economy is all of his processes to dispense his riches into us, to make us the same as he is, and to build us up corporately to be his body for his eternal expression. So God's economy is our course. And then practically a third item has come out regarding our course, and that is what? The God-ordained way. The way God has ordained in the New Testament concerning our practice for the building up of the body of Christ is our course. So we need to be clear concerning these things. We need to be clear concerning Christ as our life. We need to be clear concerning God's economy. And we need to be clear concerning the God-ordained way.
Amen.
What is revealed in the New Testament concerning how the body of Christ gets built up? What is God's way? And I hope that this is in us to the point that we just dream about it. It's just the way we consider things. When we consider our life, our jobs, our family, it all has this framework of Christ, God's economy, and the God-ordained way practically. So God has a way. He didn't ask my opinion. He didn't ask our opinion. He has his way. So it's best just say, amen, Lord.
Amen.
I agree with your way.
Amen.
So what is the first item of the God-ordained way as revealed in the New Testament?
Begetting.
First item, begetting. Okay, begetting. I'm going to write it on the board.
Okay.
Oh.
We want this to be, you know, it needs to be impressed on us. Okay, first is remember B. And B is for what?
Beginning.
Beginning. Where do we see this point in the New Testament?
John 3:6.
Where else do we see this point in the New Testament?
John 1:12. Oh, yeah. Romans? Romans 15:16.
Romans 15:16.
Oh, 3 weeks ago. Yes.
What does that say, Armando?
Oh, my. The priesthood of the gospel.
Somebody look it up.
Laboring priest.
That I might be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, a laboring priest of the gospel of God, in order that the offering of the Gentiles might be acceptable, having been sanctified in the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Okay, so that verse indicates that the New Testament priesthood is a matter of, firstly, begetting. We minister Christ in the people through the gospel. And then that makes them an offering to God.
Right.
Right? So this is very clear in the New Testament. Paul's view was the way God is ordained is that firstly we beget as priests of the gospel. Okay, if you are a priest, can you please raise your hand? Okay, every hand should go up. Brad, I want to see your hand. Okay, good. We're all priests of the gospel of God.
Right. Amen.
Okay, so B, don't forget me. Amen. Okay, this is the first item of the God ordained way. What is the second item?
Nourishing.
Nourishing. And where do we see nourishing? I mean, there's a number of verses that you can use, but these are some key verses. We're looking for key verses on each of these points. How about nourishing? What's the verse on nourishing?
Feeding the sheep.
Yeah. Very good. Where is it? Do you know the address?
John 15 through 17.
Good job, Dennis. All right. Nourishing. What did the Lord, he told Peter, he says, do you love me? Feed my lambs, shepherd my sheep, and feed. So feeding and shepherding. Shepherding also implies the nourishing, right? So this was the Lord's commission, consider. In resurrection, what did he commission them with? He can commission them with feeding. Right? So once you beget someone in the gospel, next you got to take care of that baby. Yeah. We don't just have babies, we got to feed them.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. So what is the next item of the God ordained way?
Perfecting.
Okay, perfecting. B and P. Perfecting. Where do we see this matter? Perfecting gets used a number of times in the New Testament. I was considering, you know, Paul says at the end of his first epistle, he says, be perfected. He commissions that. He charges them, right? Be perfected. Be encouraged. But when we think of perfecting in a big way, what verses do we think of?
Ephesians 4:12.
Okay, somebody read to us Ephesians 4:12.
For the perfecting of the saints unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ.
Okay, so according to that verse, the gifted ones are given, the apostles, prophets, evangelists, and shepherd teachers, they're given for what purpose? So some would say, Christ said, I will build my church. Well, that's true. And Matthew says, I will build my church. But Ephesians shows us the way he does that.
Right.
Firstly, he doesn't do it directly.
No.
He gives specially gifted ones, and what do those specially gifted ones do? They perfect the saints. Unto what? Unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ. So, through the perfecting, all the members are brought into their organic function for the body of Christ. So we're all members, we all have a function, and we need to be perfected in that function. So that's the perfecting. And finally is what?
Building.
So we have B, N, P, B. Where do we see that? Building.
1 Corinthians 14:14.
Okay, what's a good verse for? Where's the verse that says? Is it 7? No, it's before that. He who prophesies builds up the church. That's 14. Is it 6? What is that verse? Whoever finds it first, you can read that to us. It's on my piece of paper, but my piece of paper's over here. He who speaks in tongues builds up himself, and he who prophesies builds up the church. Verse 3.
He who prophesies speaks building up and encouragement.
Okay, keep reading.
Oh, verse 4.
Is it 4?
4.
14:4.
But he who prophesies builds up the church.
Okay. So,
3.
So this is our blueprint right here.
Amen.
Right, when we consider our course, begetting, nourishing, perfecting, building. And it's clearly revealed in the New Testament. And this is just a, this, these verses are just a, yeah, this is a snapshot, but you can find this throughout the New Testament. Yeah, take a picture. So, and the groups are the place where this gets worked out.
Amen.
So that's why we're so burdened for the groups. This is related, brothers and sisters, to our service in the church. There's many services in the church. There's cleaning the meeting hall. There's taking care of the book room. There's all these kind of services. But this is related to our priestly service, right? Those others are Levitical services, and it's good. We need to find the Lord and the grace to serve in practical ways. But this is very tied to our spiritual service. And we're all called to service.
Amen.
That's right.
You know, nobody's just a, I don't know what you call it.
Nobody's along for the ride.
Everybody's got to row.
Row, row, row your boat. We're all in the service together, right? So this is a blueprint of our service, begetting, nourishing, perfecting, building. And the beauty of it is that it's in groups. So we get grouped together. It's not me, you know, Billy Graham, you know.
Yeah. Fishing with a pole.
It's net. We're net fishing.
That's
right. Amen. So, you know, I enjoyed our group so much on Friday night. We were there. A brother lost a job. Another brother's considering transitioning job. With several things going on. We were praying for one another. And then there were several gospel contacts that we had. We were praying for those gospel contacts. It was good. It was just, it was in the group.
Amen.
I felt the brothers and sisters were just there bearing me. I was bearing them.
Amen.
I just, brothers and sisters, may this kind of environment just fill our church life.
Amen.
I just hope as we get into this matter more and more, we'd all be grouped in this way.
Amen.
And be brought into our organic function, because we all have an organic function. And I'll do the other two-thirds of what I was going to share next time. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, last night we had a love feast here with all the families, with children and young people. Some of us were there, and you know, we just got into this little portion very briefly, but the brother who spoke this message was just exhorting the saints just to be together,
Amen.
Be right. together,
yeah.
and just emphasizing this matter of this. You know, this church life, community, and society, and really the basic level of society breaks down to the homes,
Amen.
The families.
Yeah.
And in our church life, that's us corporately being grouped together.
Yeah.
That's the basic. And you know, there's multiple places where it shares, you know, the health of the families, the health of the small groups, it correlates to the health of the church life as a whole.
Right. Yeah.
So we need to be in these healthy groups,
Amen.
Carrying out the God-ordained way.
Amen.
Okay, so some announcements. Before we do announcements, are there any visitors who would like to introduce themselves really quickly?
Yes.
This is my brother. And also we wanted to announce that we're going to be going away for a little while, for a year. At least Dominican Republic to blend with the saints there. We just came back from a trip for a month there. We kind of wonderful church life. So
Amen.
We signed a year lease with an apartment. We'll just be staying there for a while.
When are you headed down?
First week of September. So
okay.
Soon. Very soon.
Oh, soon. That's very soon. Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
Anybody here?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anybody here?
My name is Han. I'm from China, Beijing, and I came here as a freshman of the University of Texas at Austin, and my major is mathematics.
And Han is baptized last night.
Amen.
His newly born brother. Saints, invite him to your home.
Yeah.
So, and we are rejoicing, and we have a new freshman just come to Austin and being baptized.
Amen.
Thank you. you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Jane Sutton, greeting from the church in Lubbock.
Amen.
Her family were here for many years.
10 years.
How are the boys here?
Very good. 2 granddaughters.
Oh my goodness. Congratulations. Anybody here?
Hello. My name is Owen. I'm from Korea. I came to Austin to study English and enjoy church life.
You came to the right place. Okay, so for some announcements, if there's no more introductions, of course, we're going to be in week 4 in the same morning revival. And that one is, I think, on the Lord's appearing, is that right? Just to give you, to whet your appetite, loving the Lord's appearing by maintaining our love for Him according to the intrinsic significance of the Song of Songs.
Amen.
Amen. And then some important items. So there's a, you know, this week kind of kicks off a lot of activities that are going to be taking place related to the campus. So practical services during the welcome season. Coordinators have been prepared for each event, and there's an opportunity for saints to participate in various practical services through the sign-up form at the following link, and it'll be in your announcements. If you have the burden and the way to serve at any of these events listed on the sign-up form, please fill in your name and contact information in the slots that you preferred by this Lord's Day evening, which is tonight. So I don't know if you have a further announcement to read related to that. Maybe we can do it now.
Okay, this is from one of the sisters. Some from our home meetings are coordinating a welcome season event, Pizza on the Lawn, which will be next Lord's Day from 12 to 3. A physical sign-up sheet has been prepared for after this meeting. It will be available by the service office. Oh, is it over there already? Okay, it's over there on the table. So please feel free to go over there and just sign up if you want to help with Pizza on the Lawn next Lord's Day, 12 to 3.
Okay. So that's just one of the events, right? That's just one of the events that are taking place. There's others on the sign-up sheet. So if you have some time and some burden to be able to help serve in that capacity, please check your announcements and use the sign-up sheet. Next Lord's Day is that sign-up sheet. But for the other services, please use the sign-up sheet online. There's going to be a community sisters tea time in the homes on September 7th. So that's just a few weeks away. So mark your calendars for the sisters. There'll be a community sisters tea time from 9 to 11 a.m. on Saturday, September 7th in various homes in the Austin area. So you can sign up also through your announcements on a link there. There's an international blending conference that's going to be in Atlanta. Detailed information regarding the conference can be found in the following links on your announcements. And let's see, there's also, that's the same thing on the upcoming events, is that conference as well. So if you want to sign up for the International Thanksgiving Blending Conference, make sure to sign up on that link, or to use the links for more information, sorry. I think that's all for the announcements. Are there anything else that we need to mention?
We got one more from Joseph Kim.
Oh, yes.
Regarding your children, your dear children. Toddlers are in cabin 102. K through 12 are on the playground. 4 through 6 boys are on the playground. 4 through 6 girls are in cabin 107.
All right. All right.